Tonight, the name of this message is, what has dream has God given you? You know, God has given every one of us dreams, heart's desires. And He didn't do it for us. He did it for Himself because it's all about Him. So tonight, we start off with Joseph. Everybody knows the story of Joseph. But the thing about Joseph, he kept his heart right the whole time, no matter what problems. And boy, he faced some stuff, didn't he? His brothers, and they put him in a well. They come back and got him. Then they sold him off. And what did he do? He kept the right spirit. Because God had gave him a pure heart. He had a pure heart before the Lord. The first fact about Joseph, he was the 11th son. But he was the first son of his favorite wife. Y'all catch that? His favorite wife. He worked 14 years that woman. So he treasured her. But Joseph had a pure heart. Number two is he had an undeniable character. It was impeccable. You could not shake his character. I mean, there's no telling what that woman looked like. I'm sure she must have been beautiful. But he said, oh no, I'm not doing that against my God. So he had an impeccable character that just can't. He was only 17 years old when all this started happening to him. You know, he was sold into slavery at 17 years old. And then he had a divine gift. You know, the word says that our gifts will make room for you. Well, his gift was interpretation of dreams. And he had wisdom, very much so wisdom. God gave him wisdom because the Holy Spirit had gone before him. He lived inside of him. He may not even been aware of it. But he led him. And, you know, he had humility. He had just totally been humiliated, didn't he? I mean, how worse can it get? Your brothers throw you away. Y'all ever been thrown away by family? I have. It hurts. It hurts. But you know what? Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They're not rejecting you. It's the Jesus in you. Unless you just went out and was just ugly as you could be. And then God wasn't very proud of you. He still loved you, but he wasn't proud of you. And I put him in that place several times in my life because I'm very, the word I'm looking for, strong-willed. Sometimes I'm so strong-willed, God can't even get a hold of it. And, you know, that's not a quality. But, you know, a lady was praying for me one time, and you said, God says, Patsy's hard to rein in. And I said, I don't mean to be. I don't mean to be. I don't mean to be hateful or rude. But, you know, sometimes I'm just hateful and rude and don't even mean to be. And you're sitting there going, come on, get with the program. You know you're not supposed to be like that, but I get anxious. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, don't it? I told Brother Stephen the other day, I said, I'm just so anxious, I can't hardly stand this. And he said, well, you know, sometimes that's not a good thing. And I said, I know. I know. Rein me in, brother. Just rein me in. Just spank me like a stepchild. I don't mind. Then I told Gary Gross the other day, I said, all you guys and girls in here, I said, y'all are my spiritual children. And I said, so sometimes I want to just spank you. And he said, do you know how old I am? I said, no, I don't. And he told me, and I went, whoa. I said, okay. Well, so this morning he says, hello, Mom. I said, well, hello, Gary. But that's the way I feel. I feel like y'all are my children. Now, I feel like she's my mother. She's one of my spiritual mothers. And Sister Lane's the other one. And, you know, see, I'm more like Sister Lane, not like Brother Jared. Charles is compassionate. I'll get you. And am I wanting to get you because I'm wanting to be mean? No. Nothing chaps me more than to see somebody bound. I can't stand that. I just want to take and snatch you out of the devil's hands. But you know what? It's up to you. God wants you to be free. But we choose to stay in that stuff. We do. We choose to stay in it. But you know, for him to have suffered such humiliation, only to the rise to the highest exaltation. Before it was over, he was over everything. So you see, but then what he told his brothers, he said, man, I ain't gonna hold it against you. He said, what you meant for my harm, God meant it for the good. You know. So tonight I'm going to open up with David. Now, King David, mighty king. He was the highest king that you can get. God loved David. Of course, he don't love him a bit more than he do you. Tonight, David, when he was just a little fella, his brothers, you know, he was a little sheep keeper. Those little old stinky sheep you were talking about this morning. But yet, David, what did he do? You know, I imagine he sung to those sheep, don't you? He worshiped out there in them stars at night. And then when that old lion came, thought he was going to take one of his little sheep. Oh, I don't think so. Took that thing and smacked that lion. And I'd have been running for the hills, wouldn't you? A lion after me? Are you kidding? I'm not that brave. I'm brave, but I'm not that brave. And then that bear came. He said, I don't think so. So you see, God made David a mighty man of valor, even from his youth up. And they said David was ruddy complexion. And in my Bible, in the little note things there, it says David was red-haired. Well, I always wanted me a red-haired son. I almost got one, but Charles kept it from me till we left out of there. We was at a little youth home, and this little boy, he says, all I want is a mama and daddy to love me. Now, if he'd have told me that, we'd have had that child. But he didn't tell me that till afterwards. It broke my heart. All that little fella wants is to be loved. You know, why do people have children and just chunk them to the dogs? That's heartless. Don't do that. Give it to, you know, there's millions of women out here that can't have no babies. And they want one. You know, now I'm not recommending anybody go out and have a child out of wedlock. That is not what I'm saying. And y'all wouldn't want to know what I would do with a daughter like that, I tell you. I'd wash her mouth out with soap and tie her up and we'd never let her go out until she was 35. Just in time to give me a grandbaby. But anyway. But you know, it's hard. I would imagine it's hard to raise children right now. You know, I have three grandbabies. By the grace of God, I have three grandbabies. And all my grandbabies, they know their grandma. Love them. Because Kira Jade, she lives in Alabama now. And she sees mama a mile away. She's going to say, Grandma! I mean, it's all about grandma. Daddy can be there. Mama can be there. Nobody else matters but grandma. And it's because I bonded with her. You know, I have a relationship with her. So, do you have a relationship above all relationships? I guess you do. You're sitting here on a Sunday evening, aren't you? And we could be doing whatever. You know, there's just nothing on TV anymore. If it's not on Christian stuff, it's just nothing on there. Charles likes mountain men. And those people just hurt my eyes. I'm sorry. They just hurt my eyes. You know, I mean, they never mention the goodness of God or nothing like that. You know, it's they out there chasing bobcats away and stuff with their dogs. And I'm sitting there going, won't you just shoot the thing? I mean, just shoot it already. No, he cuts the tree down and saves the bobcat. I'm sitting there going, really? And then it kills all of his little rabbits. Ho, ho. Well, you should have killed the thing when you had the opportunity. He wasn't a very good shepherd to his little sheep, was he? His little bunny rabbits. But you see, David and Samuel, 1 Samuel 16. Y'all want to turn there with me? I didn't give you no warning, did I? Well, I'm giving you one now. 1 Samuel 16. Now, let's go. We know the moral of the story here because we're going about old Goliath. Oh, good old Goliath. You know that joker was 13 feet 4 inches tall? That's a big... I wouldn't... Mm-mm. No, I'd have had that slingshot way back there. But you know what? That is a very precise instrument. because the Holy Spirit was guiding that rock. You know, he wore one of those things, helmets, that thing came down here. Well, it didn't go down there quite far enough because the Holy Spirit knocked him cold. Can you imagine that big joker falling down? Whoop, I mean, just fall. Boom, there he is. David had to say, whoa, him, timber. But then what did he do? It didn't kill him. That rock didn't kill that thing. But I tell you what did. Goliath's own sword. So you see, he was out there cursing poor little old David. What am I? You going to send this little dog out here to fight me? Well, that little dog was anointed. And when you got the anointing on your side, you can't lose. So you see, David was in the house of the king. You know, Saul, he wasn't too smooth as a king. And when amazes me that when David was anointed king, the way I read it in this story is that when David was anointed king, the anointing left Saul. See, he kept doing things wrong, and then an evil spirit entered him. I would rather have the Holy Spirit than an evil spirit. And so, David was also a man of war, but he was prudent in business. You know, David, bless his heart, I feel sorry for him on this one thing. He wanted to build God a house. And God said, no, you got too much blood on your hands. Can't do it, but I will let your son do it. So, you know, that's good. We got 15 minutes. Hey. All right. So, David killed the giants. He killed them all, in fact. He did not leave one. Him and his mighty men killed every one of those giants. But now we're going to go to Esther. And Esther, what was Esther created for? What was God's dream for Esther? Wasn't Esther's dream, although she may have dreamed about being the queen one day. I don't know. Have you ladies ever dreamed about being a queen? Well, I hadn't. I dream about winning souls to Jesus, snatching them out of the kingdom of darkness, slapping Satan upside the head. And how do you do that? You win somebody over to the Lord. Every day that you mention Jesus. You know, we're not afraid of God. God, what's that? That could be anything. Allah, Muhammad, Buddha. But the name of Jesus. Name above every name. He will go before you and make their crooked places straight, I promise you, because he has us. But Esther, precious little girl, you know, being raised by Mordecai. And then all of a sudden, God's plan started to unfold for Esther. Because old Vashti, you know, she'd been in that party too. Probably had some of that wine, I don't know. So she decided to get a little bit defiant. No, I ain't going. Just who you think you are? I'm a queen. Well, you know what? He was king. But see, that was all part of God's plan. He wanted Esther to be queen because he knew that wicked Haman, he's known in the Bible as wicked. Wicked Haman had a plan to destroy God's people. You know? All those giants, they thought they were going to destroy God's people too. Mm-mm. Boy, ain't I having a bad hair day. That's pitiful, isn't it? Oh, well. Joseph, you know, he saved the Jews. David saved the Jews. And then Esther, thank you, Father, for using a woman. You know, God gets all the glory. But thank you, Father, for using a woman. And, you know, Esther, when she heard the plan, what did she do? She called a fast. She said, man, if I got to stick my neck out on the line, I ain't going up there today. We're going to have to prepare this thing. So she called a fast. She said, man, you have all them people praying and fasting. And she did the same thing. She said, I'll do it, and my maids will do it too. And so when she went there, she had every confidence that God had went before her and made the crooked places straight. So when she went there, and you know that movie, you can just see that movie. it's pouring down rain, and she goes walking through that courtyard, you know, and she flings open them doors and soaking wet. And everybody's wanting him to take her head off, but he extended it. I don't know what you call it. What do you call that thing? Oh, I can't hear you, but anyway, he extended that thing to her. I'm sorry. That's one thing the devil fights me in is my ears really bad. And my ears and my throat. But he's a lie. He can't have none of me. But you see, it's like this. She was to save the Jews because it's always about the Jewish people. God loves the Jewish people. Jesus come through a Jewish little girl. You know, she had... I can't imagine kissing the face of God except for kissing my Bible, and I do that. My little cat, bless his heart, Tink Man, he loves the Word. If I'm in the Word, he wants to be right there on top of it. This evening I kept saying, "Now, son, I don't have time for this. You have to get off my Bible." And he went over and he looked, you know, and he looked back over at me. I said, "I love you, Tink Man, but Mama just really don't have time for this." But see, David was a man of war. Joseph was a man of integrity. Esther was a little girl that went and told stories to the king. But you know, she had favor. God gave her favor with the keeper of the women. He knew just what that king needed. He knew just what that king liked. And it was Esther. Hey. Okay, so to wrap this thing up, what is a dream God has given you? What have you let fall by the wayside? It got too hard or things got too busy. I was talking to a lady before the service. Won't give out no names. But she said, what dream God give you? She said, "Well, I had a dream the other day. I dreamed about a baby." I said, I took into account their age. And I said, well, I don't think it's that. I said, but you know what it could be? It's a new ministry. You know, when all you can do is run to the phone, what kind of ministry is that? That's a war horse right there. You can pray stuff off of people, into people, away from people. So I challenge you. Tonight, what dream has God given you that you have not fulfilled? My husband is a master electrician. But God had a dream for Charlie. He wanted Charlie to be an oil man. Oh, that's messy. Messy, nasty. You have to have two washing machines, one for your stuff and one for his. But I get out there and I help him. I dig ditches. I lay pipe. I do whatever my husband needs me to do. I am definitely a helpmate. But you see, God knew what I needed. My husband, every morning, he don't miss a stroke. He anoints me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. You can't. That's excellence. That is excellent. My husband is a man of character, and he's a man of integrity. I'm going to say it this way. But once upon a time, there was a man that we knew that didn't. And this man was talking about how wonderful this dude was. And I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Well, let me inform you of something. My husband is the man of integrity and the man in character of that place." I said, "It's not the one you think it is. It's my husband." So you see, I reach out and touch him. Well, you know, not with a hand, but I'll reach out and defend you to what I'm trying to say. I love to right wrongs. If somebody's being wronged, I'm gonna jump on board and I'm going to write it for them. If somebody's trying to put you down, I'm going to step up to the plate and I'm going to say, "Oh, no, I don't think so. You better really look at that." Because I love my brothers and sisters. Look at that precious little darling there. And there you are wanting to replace her with another one. Ain't gonna happen. She said, "I'm daddy's baby. You better leave me alone." But anyway, what has God give you tonight? What dream has God give you Anybody in here let your dreams fall by the wayside? They hadn't come to pass yet? Well, maybe it's not time. But you know, now's the time. Time is short. And God told me tonight that there were some people that had let their dreams fall by the wayside. And he says, it's time to speak to them dry bones. Wake up. Put you some meat on them bones. Put the word of God on the situation. Is God blessing your mess, or you want his plan? I wanted his plan, his man, his way, his day, and there he is. And believe me, I asked him several times, Lord, do you need some help finding him? And I would hear the Lord say every time, take another lap. I said, oh. So the last time I went through that, I went, shut up, don't say it. Forgive me, Father, I almost sinned again. And then it wasn't 2 weeks, there he came. I went. So you see, if we'll get out of God's way, he'll do it. He'll send him from Arkansas if he has to, all the way down to Louisiana. That night he had the same color truck I did. His was a Dodge and mine was a GMC. Bahama blue. Oh, black leather jacket. My friend says, oh, Johnny, they have the same color truck and they're wearing black leather. But God had given her a dream many years ago that she was going to introduce her best friend to Charles Strickland. Voila. She didn't know it was me. Because she thought she was putting my life to feminize me. Oh, please. Can you just see me riding my motorcycle that I used to ride for Jesus? Riding it with a prissy little purse and high heels. Can you and my dress, you know, flying in the wind? Can you just see that? No. But all kidding aside, what dream has God given you tonight? Can you start some music? Hello? Whoa, where'd everybody go? Woo-hoo. Brother Stephen? Is Brother Stephen in here? Well, what? Oh, there you are, darling. Yeah, just stick something on. Softly. So we're going to open up these altars tonight. And God wants to restore your dream. He wants to revive it and lift it up. So if you've let your dream fall by the wayside, if you've given up on it, God says it wasn't time then, but it's time now. So were you created to be a money person for the kingdom? Have you ever thought about financing the end time harvest? That's one of the things I asked God for. I said, God, I want to be able to finance the end time harvest. Well, you know, that takes money. Or so far it does. So to make money, you got to be in business to make money. Are you a businessman? You want God to prosper your business? Well, ask him to bless it. Start tithing off of your business. People don't, you know, some people don't do that. But I believe you should give God 10% of everything. Because all he wants is 10. He could have took the 90 and gave us 10. But he didn't. God is so good. You can't outgive him. You ain't going to outgive God. I don't care what you do. Let me see. The other day, I fulfilled a little girl's desire. I had no idea this little girl loved my purses. And she said, oh, Lord, can I just please get a purse that has a cross on it? And when I heard that, I couldn't wait to give it to her fast enough. And while I'm there giving her that purse with the cross on it, it turned out to be on her birthday. I didn't know that when I first got up that morning. I just knew it was the day I was supposed to do it. And then some lady next door to her come out and gave me a pair of boots. I'm sitting there going, say what? So you see, you can't outgive God. Plant seeds. Plant seeds in the grocery stores. You know, if you got 25 items, somebody else got 5 behind you, let them go first. You know, God can't honor a seed that you don't plant. And he's willing to make them grow if you water them with prayer.